Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, August 26, 2009, Ellie Greenwich, who wrote and co-wrote such classic songs as Chapel of Love, River Deep, Mountain High, Leader of the Pack, and Be My Baby, passes away at the age of 68. On this day of 2004, pop star Laura Branigan dies in her sleep at her home in New York after suffering a brain aneurysm. She is 52 years old. Branigan was one of the world's biggest female pop stars of the 80s, with hits like Gloria, Solitaire, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, and Self Control. On this day in 2003, Rolling Stone magazine names Jimi Hendrix as the greatest guitarist in rock history. Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Keith Richards, Chuck Berry, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Ry Cooder also make the top 10. On this day in 1995, Ronnie White of the Miracles dies of leukemia at the age of 56. As one of the founding members of the Motown singing group, he was the only one to survive all of their lineup changes. He is also noted as the man who discovered Stevie Wonder, then his 11-year-old neighbor, and brought him to the attention of Motown head Berry Gordy Jr. On this day in 1989, Ringo Starr wins a court order to prevent a record producer from releasing material Starr considered to be one of inferior quality due to the impaired state Starr was in when it was recorded. On this day in 1978, nearly 16 years after he topped the U.S. record charts with Sherry, Frankie Valli has the number one song again with a title track from the musical Grease. On this day in 1968, Apple Records released the Beatles' Hey Jude, backed by Revolution. It will become the band's biggest hit. And also on this day, August 26, 1968, the first female ever to top the Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard Country Chart with the same song has her hit Certified Gold after selling 6 million copies. Who is she? What's her big hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, August 26, 1968, the first female ever to top the Billboard Hot 100 and the Billboard Country Chart with the same song has her hit Certified Gold after selling 6 million copies. Here's Jeannie C. Riley socking it to the Harper Valley PTA.
Signed by the Secretary, Harper Valley PTA.